So how big a problem is bullying in Texas schools? Almost 1 in 5 teenagers says he or she was bullied at least once on campus. That was in a Centers for Disease Control survey. But even with all the attention bullying has received in the past few years, some school districts still don't really know how to deal with it. Take a look at Flower Bluff ISD, one of 5 school districts in Corpus Christi. When 16-year-old Teddy Molina committed suicide this month after years of being picked on by a group of boys, the school district initially denied it had a bullying problem.
At this point in time, I sort of describe the Flower Bluff ISD as being a textbook example of how not to deal with bullying and harassment in schools.
Chuck Smith is with Equality Texas, a gay rights group that lobbied for the new anti-bullying law that takes effect in August. He's happy that staff will be required to have more training on how to stop bullying when they see it and follow new procedures for reporting and investigating bullying. Smith thinks a major provision in the new law that allows the bully to be relocated to other classrooms or campuses is a good idea.
To me, it just provides an additional option to where, if it's in the best interest of the children for safety reasons for them to be separated, it gives them the option of not just having the victim be the only child who might be moved.
But even some people who generally support the law are worried that transferring the bully could just transfer the problem. Texans Care for Children policy analyst Lauren Rose says there needs to be a greater focus on prevention.
Talking to that youth, determining are there problems at home that are causing him to act out, and trying to address what those concerns are. And so it's working to make sure that we address the problems that the bully is facing in order to prevent that bully to continue bullying.
Some Texas school districts say they're already doing that. Mel Waxler is the chief legal counsel at Austin ISD.
Even when we see this happening in the second grade or third grade or fourth grade or fifth grade, it still behooves us to get involved with that child then so that we may be able to keep him from or her from getting into any kind of more serious problems as they grow.
Waxler says AISD has used a little-known provision under federal law to transfer the bully to other campuses, but they've only done that a handful of times in the past decade because it's a legal gray area. On the other side of the coin, at least 7 bully victims in AISD have requested transfers to other schools since the beginning of the school year. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.